This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, February 7. Is the kingdom here? Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 11. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and violent people have been raiding it. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come. Whoever has ears, let them hear. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others, 'We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is proved right by her deeds." John the Baptist was alone in prison, and he was wondering, is Jesus really the Messiah? So even John wasn't always certain about the purpose of Jesus' mission. King Herod had put John in prison, and that would have been a despairing place to be. Despair can do strange things to people. It can lead us to question everything we've ever known as we wonder why we might be in this mess we're in. Jesus' response to John's questions takes us back to the prophet Isaiah, who foretold what would happen when the Messiah would come. Jesus' answer also recalls that John's mission was to call people to repentance and prepare the way for the Messiah of God's kingdom, whom Jesus truly was. And through the ministry of both John and Jesus, the kingdom of heaven was making advances, even though it was assaulted with violence. The work of the kingdom continues despite opposition. Jesus does not promise that participating in the kingdom of God means having a comfortable life. John the Baptist died in prison, but we can expect that the kingdom will keep advancing. We may not be able to point and say, "Here it is," or "There it is," but we do know it is within each of us, despite our circumstances. Pray with me. Lord, even in our trouble and despair, we are thankful that you have overcome the world. Continue to bless us in hard times and good, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.